about government, music, art, health, science, theology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this October the 6th on the West Coast, now October the 7th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We're on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com around the world, and I want to thank both of those networks for carrying this show, either live and or on an archive, or both, I guess. Some are actually playing these shows around the clock, finding them very interesting. Why will tonight be interesting? Well, we're going to talk about some things that are trying to come down the pike, so to speak, with the Easy Pass, and they're meeting quite a bit of resistance. On some past shows, we've been, of course, talking about the alleged flu pandemic, which has been shown to be a laboratory creation intended to enrich the pharmaceutical companies and make people sick. And people are getting sick. There are some people that have had the vaccine that have had adverse reactions. Some have even died. We're hearing stories that this is occurring in the military, specifically in the Navy. There have been some big problems on at least five ships, as was reported last week. And then we've got this situation in Hardin, Montana, that's developing as time goes on. It's seen as a scam, this takeover of this prison, a correctional institute, re-education center, call it what you will. Up there in Montana, they're calling it a jail, a city jail. It's quite a little bit larger than a city jail. It has 464 beds, and they're probably the only place that's got a jail that size is New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. I doubt if you're going to see that many beds. And I think there's something like 24 barracks. These beds are divided up into barracks in this facility. The Montana State Attorney General is against this move. Why should we be against American police force? Now, I understand American private police force. Why should they be the ones guarding this facility? And what gives them the right to usurp the authority of the county sheriff, who has been the only law enforcement agency needed in that area, if at all? There's no crime there, yet we find that those coming there to guard the jail actually are involved in organized crime. Isn't that an ironic event, twist of events? And I'm speaking of Michael Hilton, who likes to call himself Captain Michael, otherwise known as Miodrag Djokovic. You can make up a whole bunch of names, just change letters at will, sort of like playing Scrabble, I guess. Even multiple serial numbers. Yeah, that's probably more appropriate. Social security numbers. Definitely involved in the real estate business. And I have to tell you, I've had the opportunity to add a couple more hours today to my research on that case, and I'm finding connections that are taking me all over the world. It's very interesting how this is panning out. Much the same as the genealogical investigations that I've done over the past 2 years. So when I come up with a name, and the name has to do with a church, And then the church has to do with the realty company, and then the realty company has to do with the pharmaceutical company, and the pharmaceutical company takes me to a foreign bank or several foreign banks. I think I've stumbled upon something here. And I think other researchers are stumbling upon the same things, though I don't hear much talk about who's behind this. And it has all the imprints of a famous family, if you want to call them that. And as time goes on, within this week and into next week, I think we'll pretty much have this whole thing figured out. I've just hit a gold mine worth of data on this whole thing, and I have to laugh when I read the articles that are out there telling us what's going on. Tonight, we're going to talk about that a little bit, but we're going to talk about this flu pandemic issue first with tonight's guest. He is a minister, for one thing, and he is also a scientist, and he is involved with a product called Bionade. And we're going to talk about Bionade. We're going to talk about this flu pandemic and see if we can't present some solutions to you. And I welcome back for his second interview on Evident Footprints, my now good friend, Burke Elder Hale III. Elder, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for having me on, and thank you to BBS Radio and the other networks for providing us a format to talk about the truth.
Well, if we don't do it, who's going to, right? And I guess same goes for them. If they don't do it, who's going to? So, you know, I share your gratitude. Believe me, I do. Tell us what... where you are right now with this thing since the last time you were on the show. We talked about the squalene and the thimerosal adjuvants that are going in these things, the live attenuated viruses, and all this legislation that was being prepared to force people to have to take these vaccinations. Tell us what you've been finding out here.
Well, what I've been finding out most recently is quite alarming is the fact that Novartis is implanting computer chips. And now we're talking about these nanoparticles. We're talking about nanites. And there's a good possibility that these things can very well be in nasal flu mists, aerosol vaccines, or needle or injectable vaccines, and could very well be taking control over our bodies remotely, sending information to and from a technician who is able to monitor and read and determine, did Elder take his vaccine today? Or did he take his medication we prescribed for Elder today? Or did he eat his hamburger from the what's he doing? What's going on? It's reading information. It's all crystalline technology that's not that dissimilar from the crystalline things that are already naturally occurring in our body, proteins.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are, when we're looking at viruses, we're looking at, by and large, we're looking at protein information. It's coded information. This is something that I don't think anybody's really touched on a whole lot. Now, if this is the case, what I'd like to see happen is more investigation and finding out how we can actually get our hands on this stuff. Right now, they're being very, very secretive about what's going into these vaccines and really proving what's in there. It's, we are seeing some things where, you know, there's recently we've discovered a insert where Novartis actually admits all of the various deadly side effects that could occur from taking the
paralysis,
vaccine.
Paralysis, even death, right?
Yeah, you could wake up dead.
Yeah.
We're looking at so many different things. It's becoming quite mind-boggling when we're here again. Then we got Novartis talking about computer chips. We're talking about creating Myrmidons now. This looming zombie scene is coming to my mind. I'm like, is this too far out? Am I imagining this possibility, or is this really science fiction becoming science reality?
Mm-hmm.
Right, on fast track, and we're being blindsided, and we don't have a clue. We're just talking about adjuvants and being sick, issues like that with the vaccine. But when we start talking about things like this, Don, this is way out there. And you know, in some applications, it could be like a friend of mine was telling me tonight, just before we got on the broadcast, you know, I could picture this stuff being in a soldier on the field, turned into a myrmidon who takes a few bullets in the gut. The nanites go to work, they repair, they clot the blood. The guy gets back up and he's back running out through the field with his weapon again. And he's under control of whoever's running the nanites remotely. I mean, this is taking over, possibly taking over everything. Well, maybe they decide it's time for Elder to go, and we'll simulate a heart attack. We've already got the frequency, the tools in there that will remotely send the signal that we want to create certain proteins in his body. And Elder, he just happened to die of a heart attack. Well, how unfortunate! You know, all kinds of things can happen. Bottom line, more reasons to say, no, I'm not going to take that vaccine. Don't jab me. Don't jab my children. Don't do it. Resist it. So that's one thing I'm looking into. I'm watching a lot of... Go ahead, Don.
Oh, I was just going to insert something, not to interrupt you here. Several weeks ago, and even a couple of months ago, I brought up this issue. I had stumbled upon this in the course of my investigation on these presidential candidate genealogies. I ended up on a website or two in England, and there are companies that are developing this technology that you're describing, and I saw printouts and patents of this stuff. And you're talking about receivers and transmitters. These aren't just things that are going into somebody's bloodstream. These are communication devices you're talking
about. Absolutely, absolutely. And it's kind of mimicking the pleomorphs.
Yeah.
Some people are familiar with pleomorphs out there. They're actually tinier than your cells in your body. They're little crystalline shapes. These things can control and change and more. When we're getting down to it, again, it's the holographic universe. And we're understanding that we are the creations of thought, first and foremost, in our being. The material part is just forming and manifesting around and by virtue of that pre-existing etheric energy field. Like, for example, when we see the aura, and people have seen pictures of plant leaves that have been cut,
mm-hmm.
and you can still see the outline. Or, okay, what I'm saying is there's a somewhat to the human eye, an invisible being. They're already there. And the physical part is just manifesting by virtue of that being there first. Like, for example, in the mother's womb, there's this little tiny baby being created from elements that mom's not even eating. There's elements that are transmutating into different elements to create that child in that water medium.
Mm-hmm.
Water being the interface of this consciousness or this etheric energy field.
Yeah.
So the pleomorphs are crystalline forms. We got all these, the proteins are crystalline forms. These are all receivers All right, all these crystalline structures of the human body are crystalline structures that are receiving the information from that etheric morphic energy field being, divine creation of God.
Mm-hmm.
So now here comes the alternative man-made thing that's tinier than a hair, going into your body, possibly through an injectable, either an aerosol or through a needle into your arm. It's receiving information. From where? From who? Who's monitoring us? Who has the authority? Well, there's a lot of questions that need to be asked about just exactly what's going on. We're not being told the whole story. We're basically caught up in with squalene, by and large, which is a very important discussion. The mercury, of course, that's a very important discussion, and the various and sundry other adjuvants that are in there, also including the live attenuated viruses, which people are discussing. Okay, what's a live virus and what's a dead virus? Well, they're live. There's just some substances added with them that kind of turns off certain encoded information. It's still, it's still there, and the body recognizes it, and it puts off a energy field, and it puts off its own frequencies. It has its own unique signature. So, in addition to that, concern on my mind right now, I'm watching all of the discussions going on between anti-forced vaccine activists, and they're pretty much focusing on what's in the vaccines and what's not in the vaccines. Will the vaccines be safe and effective? There's, that discussion going on. There's been, of course, a lot of attention that was brought about recently by the New York issue going on, and now they're having a review up there. They're opening it up to the public very soon for the people of New York. They're going to be discussing vaccines and H1N1. So we do know that our voices speaking out is not being taken lightly. And even now, more and more of the authorities are like, what are we actually getting involved with here? But going back to the activism, people are pretty much just hung up on the argument of what is in the vaccine and what's not in the vaccine, whether it's safe and effective or not.
Yeah, they're promoting this thing like they promoted Barack Obama. Okay, and I sounded the alarm about that issue, and it's playing out exactly like I said it would, okay? And I have to trust that what you're saying, what I'm saying, what Dr. A. True Watt, Dr. Bill Deagle, Andrew S. Jones, Dr. Arthur Evangelista, and others who are warning the public about this, this is not theory here. We're talking about something that we know was created in a lab at Fort Detrick and a bunch of other labs, not just around this country, but around the world. I can tell you that this is a plot of global magnitude. Okay, this is orchestrated to make big money and to cull the population. Would you disagree with that?
No, I wouldn't disagree with it. Cull the population, control the population. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah,
it's definitely pulling out all the stops, pull out their little tech toys,
and
do what they want to do. And this thing with Novartis implanted computer chips in the shoulders recently, of 20 patients taking blood pressure drug Diovan, the chips sent text messages to their cell phones when it was time to take their next pill. This is real. This is not science fiction. And so, this little experiment was designed to improve compliance. So that's there again, we're talking about, control. I mean, I know the development as they go on and talk about this, and they're quite correct in saying that this development will surely horrify conspiracy theories or conspiracy theorists, to say the least,
No, this is there's no doubt that this is a conspiracy. I mean, at every single level.
It's pretty creepy. It's totally creepy, Don. It really is. But on a lighter note, we know what this is. You know, this is their last ditch effort. You know, and I'm staying on the positive note, and I'm trying to help. Play my part, piece of the puzzle. I'm just a contributor.
Yeah.
A messenger. I have my own little part to contribute, and trying to do a good job of it. And I'm trying to inform people that the argument is not just what is in the vaccine, what's not in the vaccine. Even though we were looking at Novartis, it's looking at these planting chips in with things like that with vaccines or some kind of injectable form. Who knows? This just could be something going on. But my point with trying to emphasize to activists is the whole argument, and even the best people out there that are sounding the alarm, all they're basically saying is what's in and what's not in the vaccine, and nobody is adequately raising the issue that vaccines are obsolete.
Yes.
The technology that's available. We don't even have to talk about vaccines anymore, except, wow, that's something that the goofy people used to do. We don't do that anymore. That should be the number one argument when nurses and doctors are facing hospital administrators, a mother or father of a child is facing school officials that's now turned into a clinic, or people facing government authorities that are talking about demanding, forced vaccine like they are in certain places, Oklahoma, various other states that are, being encroaching, or HCA, which is now threatening healthcare providers in 20 states that if they don't take it, then they're going to lose their jobs. Now they're looking at teachers. Right here in this area here, there's one hospital to take the vaccine or wear a mask. Everything they can do to coerce people. In other words, it's all voluntary. Yeah, sure. Hussein Obama is saying, oh, it's voluntary, we're not going to make you, we're just going to extort and coerce you into taking it. You won't be able to function in society. Kind of sounds almost prophetic from some book I read. It's very popular, sold a whole lot of copies, I understand. In a sense. So, I'm trying to say, wait a minute, folks, why aren't you bringing up the fact? Well, the fact that it remains that nobody knows that much about it, Don. You try to talk about it, the news media is not going to cover it. And thank God for people like you and other broadcasters that are alternative media that is, helping get the word out that vaccines are obsolete with technologies. Now, basically, in short, what that alternative technology is oligodynamic silver hydrosols. Oligodynamic, that really doesn't matter what that word means. What we know is that it works. There are a variety of these oligodynamic silver hydrosols, and they've been tested. This technology has been tested by NASA. There are more advanced oligodynamic silver hydrosols than others. That's where I come in. I've got the most advanced, and I've had $1 million reward out there backing up what I'm trying to say. So I know it sounds like I'm self-promoting, but unfortunately, I just happen to be the person that's brought the other technologies together with other caring scientists and researchers out there that are empathetic and care a lot and want to do something good for the world. And I've brought this together and combined these technologies to create Bionade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to say, if there was another way. In other words, I don't want to sound like an advertisement. And I'm running into that quite a bit. It's just a self-promotion for an advertiser. You're trying to make some money off of it. Do I give it away? Heck, I've done gave a lot away. But I do believe a man is worthy of his hire, and I'm trying to just do my job. And so there's expenses involved. So
that are going to pay for these vaccines that are going
to... Yeah, they're going to line up and pay to become a programmed Myrmidon or worse. pay for their own, you know, their death sentence. So basically, we've got, returning back to the technical aspect of what we've got, is what we have is a particle that's capable of going in and eliminating these coded protein information strands that's being called viruses, and eliminating the cells that have been mutated and become factories for these, for this information, and then it gets sent out more of this information once the cell's mutated and becomes a little factory, and it sends all this stuff out to other cells, and it just keeps going on and on and on. We can picture what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea, what do we do about it? And all we're getting told is that there's only one solution, and there's threats from the powers that be that you can't say that there's anything else but what we're going to give you from the pharmaceutical companies. That's all you can talk about. So doctors are talking about oligodynamic silver hydrosols in general. Dr. Rentz did a very well done peer review study talking about oligodynamic silver hydrosols and advances in it. Gordon Research, those folks have talked about it extensively. People can find this information if they're interested at the Anti-Forced Vaccine Alliance. But I don't want to get into any links yet. Let's talk about it a little bit more. But we'll give some links later where they can learn more about it and find out for themselves. Just don't have to hear it from me.
Mm-hmm.
But there are doctors that are talking about it. The World Health Organization knows about it. It's almost been over a decade since they did research in Belize, where they actually saw and witnessed with other doctors doing research there with AIDS patients, totally relieved of their symptoms, every one of them, with oligodynamic silver hydrosols. So, again, the question that I raised with $1 million reward over a year ago that to the vaccine proponents was, if your vaccines are more safe and effective, then here's $1 million in gold waiting for you. To prove that it's more safe and effective than Bionade and ZealHeal. In other words, okay, test it, prove it, let's have a test. Let's prove it. And if you win, here you go. Well, of course, not a peep out of them. The other reason for that was psychological, to counter the fact that the news media is making parents and individuals look irresponsible and as a risk, when in fact, who's going to be the risk are these individuals out there that are being, right now, having a live attenuated virus shot up their noses and are going to be blowing that stuff out for 3 weeks, actually, carriers spreading a bioweapon. We're being attacked right now. We are under attack, a bioweapons attack, a weapon of mass destruction has been used by other people. It's a quite adequate term of what's happening right now.
Yes.
We are under attack. But nobody, go ahead, Don. I know you want to jump on that one.
Well, I was gonna embellish what you just said.
Yeah.
We have this financial corruption going on, and this is not unrelated to this. The Promis software that has been used to create all of this financial money laundering through Wall Street, through the derivatives and hedge funds and bank acquisitions and now bailouts and then on and on. It's an endless laundry list of corruption is also being used for the microbiological markets. They're selling this stuff. They're using this to track these vaccines, to track the viruses. They're using this to develop the viruses, to facilitate the speed at which they produce these. And that link came out in my Orly Tate's piece when I revealed the fact that her husband was working with Daylight Chemical Systems, Inc., using the Descartes software, which is likely a modified version of Promis software, in the Oracle 8 computers. So they're using very advanced computer technology to do this. We're not talking about vaccines per se. We're talking about how they create these deadly viruses. And I wanted to comment on how you described this crystalline structure, because this reminds me of the interviews that Project Camelot did with Dr. Dan Burrish. And he was talking about a secret project called Project Lotus. Okay, now when you picture a lotus flower, before it blooms, it's sort of a tight-looking flower. But when it opens up, it's magnificent in its symmetry. And you're talking about a particle which they determined was the seed of life. Burrish was able to isolate this particle and put it in certain types of saline solutions, apply a very slight electrical charge to it, and get this thing to grow. Now, whether this is actually true to the extent, what you're describing seems to be the manifestation of Project Lotus. I don't know if you're at all familiar with that. But
yeah, a little. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe you want to comment on that as well. But I see this as something that's been developed over a long period of time, and they've been able to interface it with computer technology, computer programs, designing the software to do this work, and they just want to turn these out like flapjacks, you know, at your nearest pancake house.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead if you
well,
want.
Well, I won't comment a whole lot on that, Donna. I will try to do my best to try to comment on what I do know. My piece of the puzzle, in the aspect of just trying to offer some truth to set us free. This argument that we have right now, well, let's just go back over 100 years of Supreme Court precedents regarding the taking away of people's rights and freedoms. That's what people are screaming. I want choice. I want choice. And they're coming back with emergency, emergency. You know, you've got to do this. We got to do this. Panic, panic, terror, panic, you know, emergency. Of course, we know there is no emergency in the sense of this pandemic hoax. What is a serious concern, and what is a real epidemic right now, is MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Streptococcus aureus, which is at an alarming rate. Even before, even a year ago, the doctors were already very terrified of this. Is that what is associated with actual causing the deaths of individuals is not the flu or the influenza, that coded piece of information. What is causing the deaths is these other bacteria and particularly the methicillin resistant Streptococcus aureus. Now, what we're saying, people, is that this is a form of strep that is beyond any hope of being addressed by an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Vionaid kills MRSA, deader than a doornail. History gone. Thank God they haven't developed a vaccine for that. But, you know, that's not an issue that's being addressed. That is a real epidemic. And we're finding it now. It's being reported in our ocean water. And they've said this is probably more than likely not just in our ocean water off the coast of Seattle and Washington in the Northwest. It's probably all up and down the coastlines on both seaboards and in bodies of water throughout the United States. Now, this is an issue that's not being brought up.
Yeah, no.
That is so serious. Now, here again, the solution is still the same. We have oligodynamic silver hydrosols. With Bionade, we have a uniform picoscalar concentrated oligodynamic silver hydrosol that's not just dealing with the silver component. It's a covalently bonded molecule. In other words, you have three. It's a trioxy silver. You have three oxygens covalently bonded to a silver ion. And it's in a water that is phenomenal. The water at this point last tested, this water was putting out an energy field 7,800 feet away from the bottle. That's going into this Bionade product, part of the technology that goes in there. So a lot of your, in comparison, a lot of people think, okay, I got my silver, a colloidal silver generator. That's great. Good. Mm-hmm. Use it. That's all you've got. Use it. If you run out of other stuff, you can't get it, by all means, use it. Silver does do something. It will help. But when we're dealing with issues where you've got to get in beyond the blood-brain barrier, you got to get to the sheath, you got to get into the spine where things hide and you can't get to it with these other things, Bionade. Or, well, Bionade will get to it because of the particle size.
Mm-hmm.
And the water in the product, it will get to it and deliver it, and it will also hydrate. So some of the issues involving silver products that only Bionade addresses is being provided here as a answer and a solution to be presented to these people who are right now deeply concerned and trying to make a stand and make an argument about, no, we don't want the vaccine. No, there's not an emergency. And what all they're doing, again, I'm going to sound a little redundant here, but I got to push this again and again, push it home into the mind, get through your fluoridated brains out there, my friends, that argument is moot when you realize that there's technology exists that renders vaccines obsolete. That's your argument. Then the whole issue, there goes the pharmaceutical companies. They know their history with this vaccine, this whole emergency excuse for vaccines, when that's put in their face. That's why the news media won't talk about it, because they're being paid, of course, by the big bucks from pharmaceutical companies. And then what we're dealing with is real, is this MRSA, which is an epidemic, and it's increasing. And that's what's, by and large, being associated with these deaths that are flu related. So we're taking care of the situation. Whatever, you know, folks, pick whatever oligodynamic silver hydrosol product you want out there. I'm not trying to just promote my product. I'm trying to tell you that there is an alternative, and that this product is not a drug. It's drugless nutritional supplementation that allows your body to do what it needs to do. It doesn't cure anything. It's mm-hmm. not, there's no intent for it to mitigate, cure, prevent disease. Okay? Let me disclaimer that right now. Make sure absolutely clear people understand. I'm not saying that this, you know, this is out here to treat H1N1. I'll say that should, in your usage of Bionade or the ZealHeal, which you can talk about also, should you find out that you have little or no adverse effects from these viruses or bacteria or harmful pathogens to your body, it's called, you know, called a disease. It's totally coincidental, and we authorize no claims that Bionade or ZealHeal cures or prevents or mitigates any disease. If you want to talk about disease, or you have disease or health issues like that, or discuss that with a doctor, because that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about nutritional supplementation, simple elements, oxygen, a little bit of silver. We're talking with the Bionade has been out, it's just simply a 3 ppm. People go, well, gosh, that's not going to do anything. Well, they don't understand. The most we've got now that just came out with the new Bionade, Don, is the Bionade Trioxy Silver Professional. And we've gone up to a huge, massive 6 ppm. Okay, that's it. That's as far as we want to go. Because any more, that's way plenty enough. Any more than that, we don't believe that people are going to tolerate the detox reactions as well. So we're trying to keep it down in a minimum with just a simple 6 ppm. But the oxygen is, you know, supplying most of the nutritional constituent to the body. The slight amount of silver is providing a certain amount of charge, which is, you know, taking care of the pathogens. And we can get silver in mushrooms. We can get it in our diet. Unfortunately, we can't get enough of it, you know, in our diet. It's not available, readily available. So we've made a supplement. So it provides the nutritional constituents so that it provides your body with the nutritional needs or constituents that it needs so that your body becomes, has a natural immunization. It's natural immunity. It's natural immunization without the vaccine toxicity. That's one of the things I want to try to focus on as the main argument again. Yeah. Please, people, please understand what I'm trying to say. That's your argument. Now, the ZeoHeal is the other thing that's kind of like a, you know, not to go into a whole lot of product, because it's a product show, it's just quickly, it chelates and clathrates. It goes in and gets the thimerosal out. It goes in, gets the heavy metals out, the pathogen die-off, the aspartame, the fluoride. Various things are not supposed to be in the body.
Does that include the portable radio station?
Yep. I'm believing it is. Now, I'll be honest with you. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to test anything on these new vaccines with anyone. You know, they're just now coming out.
Yeah.
I can't. So if somebody, and they have asked me already, Elder, is this going to get the stuff out? Well, honestly and truly, I'm not going to lie to them just to, you know, sell a product. I'm going to say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's our best hope. I know it's basically, this is what it does. The zeolite goes in, it has a cage, it has a charge on it, it sucks it right in the cage and kind of chelates. Chelate means to claw out in Greek. Mm-hmm. It claws this stuff out of the body. The fulvic acid puts a coating around it so it's sealed up for safe transport out of the body. And also in the ZeoHeal, there's elements from the platinum group, monoatomic elements that re-nourish the body. It's ozonated, and of course that water that's putting an energy field over a mile away is also in there to help hydrate the cell. Water alone, if it's quality water that can actually hydrate the cell, then the cell will purge the toxins. Water, good water alone is miraculous. It's incredible. Problem is, most of the water out there is like trying to drink some syrup. It's not going to penetrate the aquaporin channel on the mitochondria of the cell.
Mm-hmm.
So bottom line, folks, there is alternative technologies out there. Pick one, you know, either of the silver hydrosols. There's silver hydrosols out there. By all means, get one somewhere and talk about it and say there is an alternative. I'm just saying, we developed Bionade to be the best and to address the issues. Another thing about Bionade, particularly our new stuff we've just come out with for the professionals out there, it's in a clear bottle, Don, with a clear label. It's non-photosensitive. You see a silver product out there in a tinted bottle, there's a reason why it has a tint. It will precipitate the metals out. It's affected by sunlight. This product is not. So choose whatever you want to do. Make a decision. I'm just trying to do my job, and I just happen to be the person that has developed it with my friends and associates. And I'm able to articulate and talk about it. People have any questions about it, I'm able to talk about it. And it is a solution I feel, you know, nobody else is talking about. As far as anti-forest vaccine activists out there, they're not talking about it, and they're not making an argument, Don. I know I sound redundant a little bit, but you know, they've got to realize that they do have a better argument than discussing what's not or what is in the vaccine. It all becomes moot after they realize they're obsolete.
Yes. Now, you mentioned NASA, at least on a past show, and the International Space Station are using these technologies.
Right. It's a covalent catalytic reactor.
Yeah.
Basically, what's happening, to make this molecule, there is a substantial amount of hydrogen removed from the water molecule, and there in that there's the presence of the silver biocidal. In other words, there is a nanoparticle ion of silver in there with the oxygen and the hydrogen, which constitutes your water.
Mm-hmm.
While it is in there and this reaction is occurring, where the hydrogen, or a substantial amount, I should say, of hydrogen is being removed from the water particle, a covalent bond occurs. And a covalent bond means, in short, you know, when people picture an atom, you've got electrons that go around the nucleus. In your static or ionic bond, you'll have like two atoms, and the orbits will touch. You know, it's a loose, very loose bond. In a covalent bond, if you picture two atoms side by side, picture a figure eight motion of an electron going around one nucleus and coming around and going around another nucleus of the atom. And picture all of those electrons in their own orbits individually making this figure eight motion around the nucleus of other atoms. That is a very, very tight bond. That's why this product is beyond everything else out there with the other technologies, that and the fact that we've managed to put it three atoms of oxygen in that configuration. It's monoatomic. We're talking the particle below 0.01 nanometers. And then you add the other technologies that we added, which includes the water delivery system that has millions of frequencies in it. So now, back to NASA. They're having to, since they can't run a hose down to the well, they've got to, you know, recycle. They've got to take everything, everything, and I mean, picture in your mind, everything, including the moisture from their breath, has to be recycled in that craft. It goes through a series of different filtration systems, the final one being the catalytic reactor system where the silver biocidal is included. And then there's their finished water product for the astronauts to drink. And they're going to be so super immune with their natural immunity from their dietary supplementation of their water recycling process. And, of course, you can find this information on the Internet. We've linked to books that talks about water purification systems for space flight because they've considered long space travel. And the further and further you get away, the likely chances of running a hose down in the well is getting further and further away and unrealistic. So they have to recycle water over and over again and have a quality of water that's going to be clean and pure and be ultra-purified. And self-purifying is purifies itself. So that's what's going on right now. NASA knows about it. The government knows about it. The World Health Organization knows about it. They all know about it. But yet all they're talking about is vaccines. And they know about this. This technology actually exists and is being used on space. So we're pulling it back down to Earth, the associates that I work with, and we're walking through an FDA minefield trying to be careful not to say anything, so that they can turn it into a drug because of we were making some kind of claim. That's why I had to be careful of saying, this is not a drug. We're not curing anything with it. It's purely coincidental if any disease is reversed, eliminated with it. It's purely coincidental. Okay? But that's what's going on, Don. It's happening right now in the International Space Station. They're using this technology. So we have a reactor, and we're using it here on Earth. My associates have the best. They have the best filtration. They're the best new technology with putting the oxygen, covalently bonding the oxygen even more. So they've got three atoms of oxygen. I mean, Dr. Boyd Graves, bless his heart, the late Dr. Boyd Graves, pointed out patents using similar technology and brought it forward that this was used and it was effective in curing AIDS, curing cancer, and they ignored him. He wound up in the VA hospital. They finished him off in June of this year. So they know about it.
You
they
mean
know
he didn't commit
it.
Suicide?
No, he didn't. No, as a matter of fact, no. But the military did pay $50 million to take this technology that he revealed that Dr. Antelman had invented, and the military bought for $50 million to keep it away from you and I and the public and the knowledge about it.
Yeah.
Thank God that there's something like Binet to actually exist. Any silver hydrosol, thank God that there's something like that exists.
It begs the question, Elder, if they know that this works out in space and they have a need for doing this because they don't have the resources, the natural resources, one would just ask this simple question, why would they be against applying it to our water filtration systems, you know, our municipal water supplies and that? And
absolutely.
Obviously, you know, we know the answer to that question, but I'd like you to respond to that.
Well, people are using it in their jacuzzis and their swimming pools already. They can't quite seem to get it over into the other facilities for some odd reason, which are, you know, circulating quite a lot of. You know, you can go to the tap now and, you know, what drug do you want? Just
yeah,
turn on your
exactly.
On
yeah.
it.
You know, it contributes to the list of patients. You know, it keeps business rolling.
And absolutely. And that's what it's about. Money. Follow the money. Yeah. Right now, they're raking in some big bucks. They've committed to it. They're going to follow through with it. And they're all continuing to make their excuse. And they're shoring up, constantly shoring up.
Yeah,
but when people bring up the real argument that I'm telling you now, that's the truth that will set us free, if people are going to say it, if they're going to let's think about it, let's research it, let's do our homework. When we get up on get an opportunity like the nurses did in New York to get on, you know, with Fox News with that goofball Shepard Smith. Who tried to rake that sweet gal over the coals, knew what she was talking about. When we get up there in front of people like that, and you say, oh, Shepard, what is her name, the gal on the, she said, quote, unquote, get your damn vaccine. What was her name, doctor, or whatever, for CBS or NBC. When you tell those people, oh, well, wait a minute, we're not really arguing about what's in the vaccine or not. We just want to know why you aren't telling the world that vaccines are obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to stop them dead in their tracks. What are they going to do with that? They're not going to be able to do anything with it. That's why they haven't reported, even though I've wrote them, I've emailed them, I've contacted them for over a year about the $1 million in gold challenge. They won't talk about it because they know it will effectively end their whole argument. Their whole agenda is dead, stopped in its tracks by this truth. And then also here again, let me reemphasize this again. We do have an epidemic with MRSA. This addresses that issue, oligodynamic silver hydrosols. The doctors talk about it. They say it does. Again, I'm talking about silver hydrosols in general. I'm not trying to talk about Binet. I'm talking about silver hydrosols in general. They are shown to eliminate the MRSA, and that is the problem. So now we've got something that really addresses the issue, Don, what's really causing the problems. And then once that's brought out, hopefully what we're trying to do next, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas for our first rally jam. We're trying to get the youth involved. If we can't get the older folks to wake up, we're trying to get the youth involved and having a purpose in living and saying, okay, it's all crazy. Why do we even care? We're starting off in Austin, Texas on the 24th of this month with a rally, and hopefully we're going to be standing on the steps of the Capitol building in Austin, Texas. And we're going to be talking about vaccines being obsolete. And we're going to be having some speakers. and talking about it, and we're going to be building that up to a point where we have something like what was put together with Farm Aid, with the Bionade. We're going to have a big, huge concert with musicians, and that's where we really have some fun. Don, we were talking about the music, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we really have some fun, and we can talk about it and get the message out with music, and we can have some fun talking about what we should be doing and what we can do and not be this bleak, you know, emergency, fear, emergency mode altogether, and get the message out with the concerts and the rallies with Bion Aid, like B-I-O-N, separate word, mm-hmm. Aid, A-I-D, Bion Aid. And it's just basically going to be talking about the solutions that are available or alternatives are available that renders the vaccines obsolete. It's just basically an information thing and to raise money to help get that message out because we can't do it without a little bit of help. We want to have some good speakers that are talking about it, not just me. We want to have some other people that can articulate the other aspects of the argument and actually talk about mm-hmm. the vaccines themselves too and let other people weigh in on it. But that's where we're at right now, Don, is scheduling a tour, trying to get it and kicking it off in Austin, Texas. Good friend out there, BJ Weiss, has been helping out a whole lot. And some other fantastic people. We've got the Facebook thing going and trying to Twitter, you know, and the website. If they want to find out more, I guess now's the time to do that, huh, Don? Maybe tell them a little bit about the Anti-Forced Vaccine Alliance. You can Google it or you can go to meetup.com/AVA National. AVA National. And you can go in there and learn about the Supreme Court precedents, read documentation, and a good treatise on the whole aspect over the last 100 years of talking about the 2 points that I made earlier. One, to take away our rights to the vaccines have to be safe and effective and thoroughly tested. Two, there has to be no other alternative, which, as we just talked about, that number one is eliminated by the fact that number two, we've talked about tonight with the Ligodynamics over hydrosols. They can learn about that. They can participate there. They can have starting their own meetup group and organize through the meetup. Get on meetup.com, form your own meetup group, and the AVA National is just focused on helping other meetup groups organize and announce their meetings, and we're all kind of on the same page, and it's a kind of an information depot, depository for information and facts, research, all of that. They want to learn more about the Bionade, that's bionade.com. That's the youth research website. It's got a lot of stuff on it. Kind of you can spend a lot of time there. For just the people that want a more corporate look and just get to the nitty-gritty real quick, there's bionade.net. Soon we're going to be coming out with trioxysilver.com. That's going to be geared towards the new product that's going to be for the medical professionals. We want to focus on providing it to them so that they can actually monitor their clients, because this is a very powerful product, even though it's, you know, it seems like, what's 6 ppm going to do? You'll find out if you take it. And so we don't want people overdoing it, and we've got elderly people that, you know, when they've got a lot of detoxing going, it can be very uncomfortable. They can lose electrolytes, fluids, and get weak. And, you know, maybe it might be helpful for that to be just going through the doctors. But we will make it available to private members who do understand and help them with educational information and suggest that they talk to their medical professionals in using that. So that's at bionade.com, bionade.net. You want to learn about ZeoHeal? That's at ZeoHeal.com, and that's linked up to bionade.com as well, Don. And if you want to contact me, the phone numbers are on the website too. Just try to make it a reasonable hour, and we'll try to do some consultations if you need private consultations on that. But we protect your membership. It's private. It's confidential. What we talk about is between you and me, listeners.
Except on this show tonight.
Except what I say on this show. That's between, well, like we said before, Don, on I think the previous broadcast, we're all coming to learn that this illusion of secrets – it's coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is being revealed. What we're talking about tonight, it's revealing it, what you've talked about, what others were, it's going to be inevitable. As we come into this time, the light's going to be shining brighter and everything, it's going to heat up. That fiery trial is going to boil everything to the surface, and all our little secrets are going to be coming out, and we're going to deal with them and face them head on. Or we're going to go insane. And we're not, you know, we need to make that connection with our soul. We need to get in touch with our soul, God within, and speak with it. That voice talks to us all the time. And a lot of times we're saying, I don't want to do that. I want something comfortable, right, Don?
I want somebody to just handle it for me. I'll watch and I'll thank them. And I might even give them some money. Yeah.
We'll even go pay them to put a chip in it, and we'll have to think for ourselves. They'll just control us and tell us when to take our meds.
Yeah. There's
they'll,
a story.
They'll beat us up on our cell phone.
Yeah. There's a story that was texted to me here, and I've got to check it out. But I can talk about it a little bit and just say that there's a young child, I guess a one going through a 1 year check. So it seems like he was about 18 months old from what I see here. Special needs child that was given a vaccine against the wishes of the parents. And actually, he was given a total of 6 shots, and within a very short period of time, this young child died. And the mother, it appears, I've got a phone number and an email address here. I'm going to follow up on this, but it appears to be out in Oregon by the area code here. And, these things are coming out more and more. I know personally some people who have been diagnosed with the swine flu. Now, whether they're just saying this or not, you know, anybody with bronchitis or a lung infection or the sniffles is being diagnosed with the swine flu. And
well, that brings up something, Don. If I may interject right here, I was told by some nurses that they're being told, mm-hmm. when you come into the hospital, they're being told to tell you that you have the swine flu.
Yeah, well, we've talked about that before, yeah.
Oh, okay.
On this show, I think you and I talked about that, too. They're basically trying to ramp up the pandemic scare, you know, the spin on this. That a pandemic starts out with a TV newscaster and a guest on a TV newscast, an NBC, and I know her first name is Nancy. I can't remember her last name, but, you know, she made the comment in the spring, oh, you're going to be hearing about this all summer up until the fall, quite a bit. Well, you know, that's the mind control. I mean, and then we heard a lot about Michael Jackson.
Snyderman? How about Snyderman?
Oh, yeah, Nancy Snyderman, yeah. That's
when it said, get your damn vaccine. She said it right, damn vaccine, because that's exactly what it is. She got that part right. The only part she got wrong was get it.
Yeah. I mean, these people are just being told, do whatever you have to do, but get out there and get it done. Sell it. Sell it to the public. And that's all they've been doing.
Yeah.
And it's really sickening for me when I hear this on a radio show and I hear people chanting this mantra and they're just fear-mongering. They're saying, the only solution for this is for you to get the vaccine. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's all they're saying. Now, there are some people, and I tend to think that these are the ones on the fringe of the allopathic medical community, or they've just been asked to go out there and talk about vitamin D3. I'm not saying that vitamins aren't important, but then again, that steers business towards the pharmaceutical companies. There are ways that you can get all the nutrition you need from foods, from whole foods. And proper cooking, and that includes the types of utensils that you use in your cooking, and all the ingredients that go into it.
People don't. Holistic aspect in there, Don.
What's
exactly.
that?
you're getting the holistic aspect in there. It's not just one thing.
Well,
you're
yeah.
right. And vitamin D is not going to kill MRSA. Like I was listening to a webinar tonight on vaccines, and all they talked about, you know, the solution was vitamin D. And unfortunately, that's not going to take care of methicillin-resistant Streptococcus aureus.
Yeah.
It's not going to help. And wait on.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at all the diseases that are called by mycoplasmic infections.
Yeah.
And there are many that they've been raising millions and billions of dollars over the years on these diseases. And there are solutions to those. There are cures. I can say that. I'm not offering the cure. I know that there are cures. I've had guests on this show that have been through that. Lupus and muscular dystrophy or MS. And they got the right doctor and the right treatment. And that they're forcing everyone to do this stinks to high heaven. You see, why would they tell us the truth about this when they lie about everything else? Why?
Right.
I mean, that's my argument.
They lie
about everything else. Why would they be telling the truth about this?
Like chemtrails.
Yeah, exactly.
They're so lying about it. And the fact that, you know, that the stuff, there's ingredients that's in that when the flu, you know, like the biochemist told me that works for Merck Pharmaceuticals, revealed to me, she said that there is a constituent that's being aerosoled, and when it meets up with the constituents in these vaccines, there's going to be a reaction between it, and it's going to actually cause the pandemic.
And then they're spraying
the people up in the Hardin area, the Crow Reservation. They've been sprayed for years with this pesticide just loaded with stuff. They're trying to kill them off. You know, going back, returning to your initial intro with what's going on in Hardin, the I-90 corridor controlled right there through the Crow Reservation, and then we've got these weird characters pretending to be Serb people using that symbology, when I think in all actuality they're just copying it. They aren't no more Christian or Serb than I am Santa Claus. This is going on, and I think there's something we really do, again, going back to that, Don, we need to keep an eye on what's going on, because there's a lot of free-thinking people that aren't bending the knee up there in that area. I've spent 15 years up in Montana, and there's some pretty staunch, hard-headed people and good people, hearted people. Of course, there's some pretty goofy people up there, just like there is everywhere else, but by and large, there's a stronghold of people up there that are resisting this totalitarian centralized government. And here you got I-90 corridor right there going through the Crow Reservation. And here's this goofy, which is, you know, police force taking over up there. And I think that whatever's going on with the investigations by certain authorities, not you but others, I think it might be more or less just window dressing, and there's something still going on. And I'm concerned that they're going to go in, they're going to quarantine them off, the crow people at the res up there. It's quite possible. I don't want to manifest this. I'm like, okay, let's watch it, and if we can talk about it, that chances are likely that if we're watching and talking about it, they can't just go in and stealthily do this. If we're focused and we're talking about it, okay? So I said the possibility of taking control of the Crow Res people, quarantining them, forcing them to vaccine, those that resist, well, they conveniently got a big jail right there waiting for them.
Exactly, exactly.
And so we need to keep focused on that. And then it goes our argument again, forcing vaccine goes right back to the solution. They're obsolete again. And then we can throw that right back in their face. But anyway, what's going on? They're lying. They're not telling us. They're not telling us what's really in these vaccines. They're trying to hide it. Of course, we know that Novartis thing slipped out, that insert talking about it at the beginning of the show. all the bad things that even Novartis is admitting, the side effects, like one of your TV commercials in between a Fox, CNN, or whatever, you know, news broadcast from a drug company, and you sit there and you look at the commercial and you think, is there somebody actually going to go out there and buy that drug after they have heard half a dozen potential side effects that's worse than what they're trying to treat you for?
Mm-hmm. Mainstream's now reporting on the news in the last day or two that some people have suffered paralysis and even death as a result of getting the vaccine.
Okay. Yeah, I understand you're talking about 100,000 heart attacks, 30,000 miscarriages. I know there's one of the French doctors over in France came out not too long ago, you know, in August sometime, talked about all the deaths are going to occur because of the vaccines. I mean, even the pharmaceutical people are saying, yeah, that's going to happen. But you have no choice. You have no choice. It's the only alternative. You got to do this. And you got Nancy Snyderman. Take the blank vaccine. Well, I mean, you know. It's insane.
It is.
What's totally insane is that they're keeping the information about the alternatives, like the oligodynamic silver hydrosols. Wherever you get one, somewhere. People get stocked up on it, barter it. You might use that for, that might be your barter, you know, with the dollar meaning nothing. You might be trading off a bottle of silver hydrosol with somebody for some food because, you know, it has a value. Boom. There went a thunderclap here.
Huh.
Sound like an explosion outside just now. The voice of God speaking, yes. Yeah, pharmaceuticals, your time is coming.
Yeah,
time is running out.
What you talked about, that reservation up there, I think it's the Crow Indians, actually, if I'm not mistaken. They are actually, there's a document, Google Civigenics Rap Sheet. Civigenics, Civigenics, Civigenics Rap Sheet. And you will be taken to a site that talks about these facilities. See, this is the company involved in the building of that prison. Okay? You see, there's a lot of fraud that went on in how this thing got put up. And then they signed it over through bonds. They sold securities, and they defaulted in May of 2008. This is why this urgency to fill that prison came about. And the Indian reservation is part of this, and they have agreed to send any of their tribal members that violated reservation law. Well, what's the reservation law going to be that they would send them to prison for? Likely not getting the vaccine. You know, that,
yeah.
As you said, that's one pretext. And I'm not saying that's the only one. But
Look at sending body bags and all the Canadians. We've already seen one particular tribe, but they're just about practically wiped out now.
Yeah.
That was some stuff that came out. They want to eliminate. These people are on land that they want to control.
Yeah.
It's always been that way. There is a certain European ethnic group. I won't go in because I'll sound, you know, prejudiced. Because I want to say it that way because, unfortunately, people are lumping in all European people, heritage people in with that same group. They are not. There is a specific group of people in Europe that has been moving through and doing this stuff. They've been using vaccines for a long time to eliminate these people in the Americas.
Yeah.
It's nothing new. They're doing it again. And to see them automatically send these people in Canada, how rude, how crude, sending these people body bags. Just them, not everybody else, just them. I mean, you know, they're trying to inflict terror. They're inciting so much. But going back to your subject, go ahead, Don. You were talking about this Crow Reservation and what's going on up there.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just one pretext. But, you know, I investigated these people, too, this Captain Michael. And his aliases lead me to a pharmaceutical company in Sunrise, Florida, called Baron Pharmaceuticals. They sell generic drugs. He led me to a church. The church has connections to somebody in India who also is tied to a bank in Bahrain and another one in Kuwait. You think these are accidents that this is happening?
Well, Don, that just blows it right there. You just blew their cover. Totally.
Oh, yeah. There's no mistaking about this, okay? There's no mistake. As I debunk the Bush clan and the Walker clan in my first series of articles, genealogical articles, for the Idaho Observer, whose editor and publisher, by the way, died a very mysterious death. We know there was foul play there. In fact, you're talking about some of the technology that easily could have been put into a glass of water and ingested. But he was targeted. We know. We know this, okay? And this will come out. And the same people are behind all this other stuff. There's no doubt about it. There were corporations. The Carlyle Group comes up. DynCorp comes up. Emporis. You see, this is about money laundering. Real estate, drugs, murder, and pharmaceuticals.
And a staging point at one of the most totalitarian government resistant states in the country, Montana, right there at the I-90
yes.
corridor, to choke that off and take control of that to keep them from, you know, to send a message to the world. Here's outspoken Montana says that we're not going to lay down, and they're starting there to make their example.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm connecting the dots, let me tell you. I've spent a total of 7 hours now investigating this. I'm timing how much effort I'm putting into it. But I'm not spinning my wheels. There's a tremendous amount of obfuscation, but I know how to work through it. And I can tell you the things that I found today. When this all gets put together in a story, you're going to hear the real nitty-gritty of who these people are and who's pulling their strings. And we got people in our country. Ask yourself this rhetorical question in our closing moments, or I'll ask it.
Maybe, go ahead.
Maybe you can answer it. What government would allow this to occur, such a farce, within the borders of their nation? During time of war, where they declare that we're in danger of being attacked by terrorists. What sane government would allow such a thing as is going on in Hardin to occur? You would have the FBI in there, right? You would surround the place with the military. You would arrest all these people. What's being done?
Yeah, where's all this, you know, we're talking about domestic terrorists and paramilitary organizations. This wrote all over it.
Yeah.
Don, I mean, what we have, the real domestic terrorist, it turns out to be this corporation, you know, that's operating out of the District of Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
U.S.
Yeah.
Incorporated, and who has corrupted this country for 140 years. It's now being revealed, coming around. We're finally beginning to understand what that whole episode back there in the 1860s and 50s was really all about. It was about them people being very, very patient, biding their time, setting up a corporate structure that works under contract and get people to acquiesce, and everybody is working for them.
Mm-hmm.
We all work for this subversive organization, and now we're all dirty. That's what they want.
Yeah.
So that you don't have no reason, you don't have no standing because you got dirt. What right do you have to stand? So they want to make everybody dirty.
Yeah.
That's what kind of government, which really is not the original, by any means, the original intent, what people had come over here before.
No,
we first
no.
messed it up, Don. We know that. But that's what it is. It's subversive, technically. It's a subversive organization. I'll say it. I've said it before.
Yeah.
I'll say it again. You are a subversive organization. You are the terrorist. You are the domestic terrorists. You should be put behind bars, not the good people of America, or any people in America, good or bad, okay? Everybody's got their issues. But you pointing a finger at us, telling us we need to stand there and just compliantly get shot up in the arm with your nanotechnology and your poison, you've got another thing coming. Nurses and doctors, the people aren't going to put up with it. Soldiers, you think all these guys are going to be Myrmidons for you. You're going to got to find another thing coming. But that's what they want. They totally want to destroy, create such chaos, even within the military armed forces, within the public, and create a civil war again to usher in the New World Order. They want to just totally disrupt the economy. They want to take control of the people under the guise of this faked pandemic. And that's what kind of a government it is, Don. It is really a subversive organization. I'm telling you, you are the terrorists. You are the bioterrorists. You are unleashing a bioterrorist attack on us right now. And there's a lot of us know it, and there's a lot of us they're finding out tonight, and it's becoming ever more evident because, one, the main thing I've wanted my part in this puzzle, I'm telling you that we know that that vaccines are obsolete. You have no excuse whatsoever to be pushing vaccines when you know fully well that they are totally obsolete, unnecessary, and that this other technologies, whether it's mine or similar technologies, will address the real issues like MRSA right now that doctors are terrified of. I knew a doctor just passed away. She was a great lady. She wouldn't even go have surgery on her knee for fear of getting this in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of government, Don. So God be with us, and maybe wake up. Maybe we will. I know that we're not alone. There's a lot to celebrate and be thankful for. Don't be afraid of losing this life. You're afraid of losing this life, and you lose the real one. And we're learning a whole lot of things right now. There's a lot really to be thankful for. What an incredible time we're living in. It's a very exciting time. Despite all the insanity going around it, that's just a little bit of nothing, really. It's going away. We're going to see a little more of it, okay? We're going to deal with some very hard stuff coming around in the next year or two. And people are going to reap what they've sown. I mean, that's just the natural way it happens. It's going to happen. But those that stand true, do not lose the faith. Keep focused on things above. Be happy. Speak the truth. Stand firm. God bless every one of you out there. And my prayers are with you and all you guys out there in uniform. You're in a cop between a rock and a hard spot. We're going to stand by you. Don't let us down. Don't let the people down. We'll stand by you if you stand by us. Those in military uniform or in police uniforms out there, in firemen uniforms, whoever you are, well, hear my voice. You don't have to get shot up with this stuff. There's a solution. And now that you know this, stand by us. And we will help with technologies that we have and others we can help. This is the fact that these things exist is evident footprints that there is a divine guiding power in the universe that's remembering us, and at this time has brought messengers besides me, people like Don and others, with their parts to add that is an answer in this time that we're facing. And let's pray, let's meditate, let's celebrate like it's all going to be perfectly handled by this divine design.
Yes, amen. Well said. I'm reminded that we are here in America. We are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And really, humanity, with their sovereign birthright under God, the creator of all things in the universe, are the same. It's the corporations. It's the governments that prostitute themselves to the corporations, accept their bribes, when necessary, endure the extortion and the blackmail that occurs when they forget who rules them. This is, if you think that God has made that big of a mistake to create a planet in the universe with the madness that's going on here, think again. We have to reach within ourselves, within our hearts, and purge our bodies of all the poisons and the toxins that they fed us throughout history, and turn to God and reclaim our true power, knowing who we are, and putting on the armor of God, too, is your protection. There's no reason to fear these things. I speak openly like you just did. You took them head on. You met them right there in the back alley. And that's what they're afraid of. They cower in fear when they hear the truth. That's why they spend all their effort covering up the truth. They don't want people to hear it, because it will result in people awakening to the reality of who they really are, why they're here, and where they're going. And they'll realize there's no need for fear. And at that moment, we'll watch their whole empire turn to dust like the World Trade Centers did on 9/11.
Yeah, and Swine 11 is an inside job, too.
Swine 11.
Swine 11, there's a new Facebook. Let me plug them. Swine 11 was an inside job on Facebook.
That's
great people, Lori over there. She's doing a fantastic job. She's trying, just getting a startup. She's doing a lot with breaking news too. And in closing, let's jam, musicians out there. Let's get together with Binay. Let's jam. Let's have jams. Let's build up a concert and celebrate. And let's sing about it. Activists out there, help me out. You actors, anybody out there in Hollywood, you know, John Travolta's son didn't have to die from that autism. Patrick Swayze didn't have to die. You want us to do something? Please. I know you're out there and you're listening. And you may have some friends listening. Get with us. Support us. I know there's my friends at Phoenix Voyage. Carrie, they're doing some fantastic work. I know you know about them. They're bringing, ramping, rolling out some technologies and helping out with getting the word out about Bionade. Support them and stand behind them. Let's get it together. You actors out there, there's some moment we already know about. Get on board. Let's jam. Let's have some fun talking about the truth and celebrating the true blessings and not look at all this dark doom and gloom. That's where they want our mindset to be. Let's expose the truth. Let's sing about it like the ancient bards used to do, who could do so much in society by singing with the right music, with the right sounds. It soothed everybody. It said the message. It changed the people. It changed the leaders. Let's do that. Help me out with Bionade. And get the message out about whatever you're doing, about the truth, about vaccines, about the alternatives you may have. There's all kinds of great herbs and nutritional and food. There's people that are dietitians. All of the different things we can put together. Let's put it all together to speak out and say, look, vaccines are obsolete. There is a great answer. We can take care of a lot of the ills. Don, just imagine the lack of problems with the healthcare industry. We're talking about extreme costs in the healthcare industry right now. Would be totally eliminated if they would allow these alternatives to be used in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Millions of dollars would be saved. Okay, there you go. That's my plea tonight with those listeners out there. Get with whoever you know. Let's again, Austin, October 24th in Austin, Texas. We're going to be there, and that's going to be the kickoff. Let's have other Bion Aid events, concerts, jams, seminars, nurses, doctors, teachers. They're looking at you, force you to get your vaccine, or you're going to not be able to teach. You need to get involved right now. Let's not sit down. It's time to get up, stand up, make a difference. I love you. God bless every one of you. Let's do it.
Okay. Elder, we're out of time. Thank you very much for your message. I stand beside you in this battle. It is a battle, and we have to recognize it. But it's really spiritual warfare. And again, I remind all the listeners, God created this planet for us all to live here, and not as a repressed society. He could come up with something better than that. We know who has created this, and that time is running out. Their time is running out. It has run out. It's just that we've got to create the new banks. Our bankers don't know it yet. Elder, I look forward to having you on the show again.
Thank you, Don. Love you. I appreciate you so much, Don. You're a real first-class investigator and reporter and a truth seeker and a good heart. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Okay. Well, I look forward to your next interview. We'll get you on the schedule for some more appearances here. So I think I do have you on the schedule, in fact. But
okay.
If not, I'll make sure. We got to say goodnight now, so I'm going to say goodnight to you. And to our listening audience, folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and on Windtalkers Radio Network and BlogTalkRadio.com around the world. And our special guest this evening, Burke Elder Hale III. We'll have him back. Be sure to check out Bionaid.com, Bionaid.com. A lot of important information there. And if you can make it to that that event in Austin, Texas, Elder will have all that information for you on his website, I'm sure. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Seth Hendrick on the sound, the folks that have been sending in some chat messages. We're going to follow up on these stories and make sure that they're true, first of all. They are. We're going to bring out all the information you can. Guarantee that we'll do that. In the meantime, the rest of you in the listening audience, thank you for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow evening when my special guest will be Drew Malone Raines III. And in the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.